Elizabeth Elliot says, if you dwell on your own feelings about things, rather than dwelling on the faithfulness, the love, and the mercy of God, then you're likely to have a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. Our feelings are very fluctuating and ephemeral, aren't they? We can't depend on them for 5 minutes at a time. But dwelling on the faithfulness and the love and the mercy of God is always safe, she says. Because He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of challenge and commitment. Here's your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you this time about a white flag or a red one. Can you guess what the subject is under a title like that? You know what a white flag indicates. Surrender. It's a terrible word nowadays. It really amounts to a red flag in many people's eyes. We don't really want to think about surrender. It calls up all sorts of images of abuse and cruelty and exploitation. And yet, I want to say to you today that I think that the essence of femininity is surrender. Now, if you imagine me as a shrinking violet type, if you think of me as a woman who really can't make up her own mind, who wants to be told what to do, who does not believe in the full use of women's gifts, who certainly would never express a contrary opinion to her husband's, you've got me wrong. Anybody that knows me, anybody that's read anything I've written, looked at anything I have done, or listened to anything I've said, I think would realize that that really is not my character. I tell you this just simply to give you an idea that it's not out of my personal preferences and temperaments that I say the things that I say about womanhood. This awful word, surrender, just by way of an illustration of how joyful that word can really be, let me remind you of what it was like when you first fell in love. I go back to the first time I fell in love. I'd like to tell you that when I was about 15 or 16, I began to pray. Maybe it was even earlier than that, I don't remember. But I really began to pray seriously that God would prevent me from ever falling in love with any man that I was not going to marry. I just hated the idea of falling in love and giving away some liberties to somebody that I was not going to belong to. And so I really prayed that God would prevent that from happening. God answered that prayer. I never fell in love, really seriously, until I was a senior in college. And I began to observe this young man on my college campus. I thought he was just dazzlingly handsome. He was different from the other guys in a number of ways. I used to see him standing in the dining hall lines with little packs of white cards in his hand. They were either Navigator's Scripture memory cards that he was memorizing, or they were little Greek verb cards that he had made because he was majoring in Greek and he was trying to memorize the verbs and the conjugations. And I was impressed with that because I saw that here was a man who did not want to waste his time. I saw him not only as handsome and different from the other guys, but a leader, masculine, really virile. He was a wrestler. He won the championship of 4 states in his wrestling class. I thought of him as strong, strong morally, strong spiritually. He was a leader on the campus, president of the Foreign Missions Fellowship, and he was also a serious student. He graduated with highest honor in classical Greek. And in my solitary times when I mooned and pondered over this man, Jim, thought about him as a possible potential husband with no basis whatsoever for imagining that he had ever looked at me, I thought to myself, this is the kind of man I'd like to marry. This is the sort that I really want to give myself to. Now do you know what I mean by surrender? The essence of femininity is surrender. We're made to give ourselves, to relinquish our rights. When a bride walks down the aisle, she is on the verge of giving up a good many things. Her privacy, her name, her family, her home, her right to make unilateral decisions. But have you ever seen a bride walking down the aisle crying her eyes out, thinking of all these enormous sacrifices that she was about to make? Why does she do it? For love. Because of the expulsive power of a new affection. Let me read to you the statement of Paul the Apostle about his own surrender. In Philippians 3, he says, "We put no confidence in anything external. Not that I am without grounds myself, even for confidence of that kind. If anyone thinks to base his claims on externals, I could make a stronger case for myself. Circumcised on the eighth day, Israelite by race, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born and bred, in my attitude to the law, a Pharisee, in pious zeal, a persecutor of the church, in legal rectitude, faultless. But all such assets I have written off because of Christ." In other words, he has surrendered his credentials. "I would say more. I count everything sheer loss, because all is far outweighed by the gain of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I did in fact lose everything. I count it so much garbage for the sake of gaining Christ and finding myself incorporate in him, with no righteousness of my own, no legal rectitude, but the righteousness which comes from faith in Christ, given by God in response to faith. All I care for is to know Christ, to experience the power of his resurrection, and to share his sufferings, in growing conformity with his death, if only I may finally arrive at the resurrection from the dead." Have you been thinking, Elizabeth Elliot is always talking about giving things up and surrendering things to Christ and letting go and sacrifice. Why do we have to be thinking about words like this? Well, I would hope that a study of this passage would answer the question. The bride is not thinking about the sacrifices because of the gains. The expulsive power of a new affection has completely obliterated those relatively tiny sacrifices. She loves this man. No price is too high to pay. You remember the story that Jesus told about the man who finds a great treasure in a field. He goes immediately to sell everything he has in order to buy that treasure. That's the kind of surrender that I'm talking about. You're not the least bit hesitant to surrender your money for something that you really want. When God asks all of us, does he offer nothing in return? He offers everything. Janet Erskine Stewart has said, "When we get our own way, we get nothing but a hideous little idol to nurse. When we give it up, we get God." Submission, that red flag in the minds of some, let me define it this way. It is the recognition of authority divinely assigned, and it is the cooperation in a spirit of humility with the one who bears the weight of that authority. When I submit myself to Christ, it is because I recognize that if he is my Savior, he is also my Lord. He's my master. I give to him my glad surrender. I submit to him because he bears the weight of authority which I'm not strong enough to bear. To bring it down to the metaphor which God himself uses to describe the relationship between himself and his church, the metaphor of marriage, a wife surrenders to her husband when she says yes. She surrenders when she walks down that aisle and gives herself totally in the presence of God and witnesses to this man, to be my wedded husband, to have and to hold, in sickness and in health, for richer, for poorer, for better or for worse. That's pretty final, isn't it? Pretty total, pretty unconditional. But she does this because of love. And her husband then has to take over the responsibility. And as a woman who has been single most of her life, I can't tell you what a relief it is to me to know that I don't any longer bear the full responsibility for all decisions. God has given me a man on whose desk the buck stops, a man who bears that responsibility. And so although I am very often tempted to argue, to confront, to stand up against what my husband is saying to me, I know from experience that once I have said, okay, I will let go of this, I will relinquish this, I surrender, it's not a matter of mere capitulation. It's not giving in and losing thereby. It means joy because it's obedience to Jesus Christ.
As Elizabeth Elliot has said, anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. She's been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years. This is Joy Raley, inviting you back again next time for another visit with author and teacher Elizabeth Elliot on Gateway to Joy. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.